Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
41 here on WPHM on this Tuesday morning. It has become a real pilgrimage for people going to a Tiger game or a Lions game. If you find yourself traveling into the city for some reason, going to see the Michigan Central train station to see how it is progressing, and got to take some pictures. And in Uinahu, it is a magnificent building, and they're doing a wonderful job of restoring it. And it's been really good for the Corktown neighborhood as well. In fact, folks that are going to the North American International Auto Show encouraged to stop by. They're joining us to tell us why, with the Michigan Central Station Skills Director and Community Impact, Clarinda Harrison. Clarinda, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
I appreciate you joining us. But that train station really has become a real point of sort of a tourist attraction, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful representation of what the city was in the past, what it has been, but more importantly, where it's going and all of the transformation that's happening in those neighborhoods around Michigan Central, but all over the city.
So what is the neighborhood pass? This is it looks like a virtual guide to sort of help people better explore the neighborhoods around the train station.
Yeah, we are doing our part as new neighbors to launch the inaugural, the first of what we hope will be many neighborhood paths presented by Michigan Central. Essentially, it's an opportunity to invite guests in to see what we see every day, which is that we are surrounded by some beautiful neighborhoods. You mentioned Corktown. Of course, there's Hubbard Richard, Southwest Detroit, and Mexican Town. So we have participating businesses along with us welcoming people in to enjoy those beautiful communities.
So how could people participate in this, particularly if they're going down to the auto show this week?
Yeah, so you can visit www.michigancentral.com and take a look at our neighborhood path. We have something, a button called the Neighborhood Path Guide and Map. People can click on that and see all of the participating businesses. We have over 25, ranging from retail to 2 Jane's Distillery, which is a really fun one, but also services that people can partake in, like hair stylists and others that are offering, some of which are offering incentives for people to come and visit.
This has been so great for existing businesses that have been there for decades, and it's giving them an extra push. But a lot of new businesses are sprouting up in those neighborhoods, aren't they?
Yeah, there are. We have some amazing businesses that have been there for decades, and we certainly want to make sure that they are supported and included. But we do. It's an attractive neighborhood or group of neighborhoods that people want to be in, and we want people to see why it's so special.
Absolutely. They can do that when they visit Detroit. Again, the neighborhood pass, where do people go to get that?
www.michigancentral.com.
All right. We will check it out next time we visit Detroit. Thanks, Clarinda, for telling us about it. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I'll see you all soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.